This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. In recent years, Colorado and some other states have been moving away from putting inmates in solitary confinement. A growing body of research finds isolation can lead to mental illness or make existing problems worse. But federal prisons are a different story. They're relying more on solitary confinement, and according to a new lawsuit, aren't providing adequate mental health screening or care. Denver attorney Ed Arrow filed this suit on behalf of prisoners at the federal facility in Florence, Colorado, known as ADX. He joins us now, and we should note that after repeated requests, the Federal Bureau of Prisons would not agree to an interview. Ed, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And I think to understand the situation, it's helpful to understand what Supermax in Florence looks like, how it's set up. This is a prison in which most, or if not all, of the inmates are isolated all the time, correct?
That's right. This is a prison that has a capacity of about 600 prisoners at any time. The current population is about 425. All but a couple of handfuls of those are held in single cells where they spend 24 or 23 hours a day locked by themselves behind a solid steel door.
Supermax has some high-profile inmates, in particular Unabomber Ted Kaczynski, the World Trade Center truck bomber Ramzi Youssef. These are presumably people who have done very serious things and are in a very serious place.
Yeah, I think that's right. The population is a mixture of folks, but there are quite a number of high-profile folks like the people you named. There are people who play a leadership role in various prison gangs or other organizations that the Bureau of Prisons considers to be disruptive. But I think that by far the largest category of people there are prisoners who started out their time in the Bureau of Prisons at a lower security facility and have a history of disruption or violence that has resulted in the Bureau of Prisons placing them in this place for control purposes.
And your contention is that a good number of those people are perhaps acting out the way they are because of untreated mental health problems?
There's no question that many of our clients involved in this lawsuit are people who have acted out in part or whole because of serious mental health problems.
And have not gotten, in your opinion, adequate treatment for those problems?
Certainly not at the ADX.
Let's talk about what the course of treatment is for mental illness if you're a prisoner at ADX.
Well, there are two aspects to dealing with somebody who has a mental illness. One is to figure out that that is so and what the illness is. And then obviously the second thing is once you know what you're dealing with as a clinician, you have to figure out how to treat it.
How's the screening at this prison?
Typically, when prisoners arrive from other facilities, they're given a very quick, and I mean very quick, 30 seconds or a minute series of questions concerning whether they're taking medications, whether they feel suicidal. And as a practical matter, there's no systematic screening done after people get to the prison, the sort of thing that you would do to find folks who might not have been sick when they arrived but have problems develop later.
And so what does that mean for your clients?
Well, that means a lot of things. Some of the people that we represent don't know they're sick. They are so sick that they don't know they're sick. There's a young man down there who's been at the prison for just about a year. As far as we can tell, he's not spoken with anybody at all in that entire time. Universally, he is described to us as standing in his cell, looking vacantly at the side of his stainless steel shower all day long, all night long.
So it's that you're really suing on his behalf.
He's a member of the class, that's right.
Yeah.
Another example I'd point to, and there are many examples of prisoners like this, who incessantly babble to themselves, pound on the stainless steel and the concrete in their cell walls, rant and rave. I visited the prison twice, and as I was walking down one of the ranges, one of the prisoners who's been identified for us by many, many people as very severely ill, was standing half-clothed in his cell, screaming at the top of his lung, incoherently and oblivious to the people around him or what was happening.
Which leads naturally to the question of treatment. So we've discussed screening. What is the nature of treatment for mental illness at the federal prison in Florence?
Before we started working at the prison, the practice, as related to us by the many people we've spoken to, was a reactive sort of a practice. If a prisoner felt that he was in a psychiatric crisis, he could write a note to the staff or he could hit a crisis button in his cell. The staff generally would appear at some point. And when I say at some point, it might be several days before there was a response.
You push a button and it's several days that the reaction occurs?
In many, many cases, it's been reported to us by our clients that it has taken as many as several days for a mental health professional to respond to a crisis alarm. Typically, they hit the button. A corrections officer will respond. They say, I need to see psych. And at that point, it can be minutes, it can be hours, it can be days.
Well, that makes me wonder about access to medication and to therapy.
There are quite a number of prisoners down there who have access to psychiatric medications. There are a number of folks who've asked for those medications and been denied them. There also is a housing unit within the prison in which all prisoners are prohibited from receiving psychiatric medications, even if a doctor says that they have a condition that requires that kind of medication.
This is at like the highest level of security or something?
That's right. There's a unit called the control unit, which is the prison within a prison, if you will. It's for a very small group of prisoners who have particular kinds of histories. And as a matter of policy, prisoners who require psychiatric medication are not supposed to be held there. It's our understanding that the policy governing who gets to go to this unit was designed with a view towards the very restrictive conditions there and with an understanding that you can't put somebody there who is very severely mentally ill simply because it's so isolating and so restrictive. We think that's the right policy. Where things got turned around was folks started being placed there who required psychiatric care or who developed a psychiatric problem that needed care while they were in that unit and were denied that care because medication's not available in that unit.
And what does therapy look like, if anything?
Before we started coming, the typical therapeutic encounter would be a guy asking to see a psychiatrist or psychologist. The psychiatrist would show up at his cell door with a corrections officer armed with a stick, and the psychologist would speak to the prisoner through the door within earshot of everybody on the prisoner's housing unit, so everybody
Not
could
exactly
hear what they were
intimate
discussing.
Intimate environment.
Not exactly, and this was a huge issue for prisoners. Since we started to visit the prison, and more particularly since we filed the lawsuit, we are hearing more frequently that psychologists are now taking prisoners out of their cells for a private consultation in a secure environment where the prisoner and therapist are separated but can speak without anybody else overhearing them. We understand that the prison is retrofitting a couple of old law libraries to provide for these sorts of private counseling processes, and it's certainly something we welcome because it's one of the most basic kinds of psychological treatment and counseling that can be provided, and the fact that the prison is now taking steps to provide that is a very good thing in our view.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're speaking with attorney Ed Arrow, who filed a lawsuit on behalf of inmates at the federal prison in Florence, Colorado. The suit alleges that the facility doesn't provide adequate mental health screening or treatment for prisoners. Another shift you've seen from prison officials is a letter that the director of the Bureau of Prisons, Charles Samuels, sent to inmates. And this is a portion of it. Incarceration is difficult for many people. At times, you may feel hopeless about your future and your thoughts may turn to suicide. If you are unable to think of solutions other than suicide, it is not because solutions do not exist, but because you can't see them. Do not lose hope. Solutions can be found. Look for meaning and purpose in educational treatment programs, faith work, family, and friends. What did you think when you saw the letter?
That language comes from a memorandum that was distributed to all the prisoners at the ADX just about a month after we filed the lawsuit. We had a lot of thoughts about the memorandum. One thought was that it was long overdue. We are withholding judgment about whether the Bureau of Prisons actually is going to do what that memo says. We have quite a number of clients who have reached out since that memo was distributed for exactly the kind of help that the memo talks about. They're in psychiatric crisis. They're potentially suicidal. And still, frequently, the response is slow. The response is inadequate. in some cases, people who are suicidal, rather than being dealt with as if they're in a psychiatric crisis, are stripped of their property, stripped of their clothing, placed in an open, thick gown, and locked in a bare white concrete room with a concrete block that looks like a medieval torture device that has rings all over it that you can use to handcuff a person to it, and left without a pillow, without a mattress, and in most cases with only a blanket. From our perspective, responding to a psychiatric crisis by placing a prisoner in those sorts of conditions for a day or a night, and then returning him to the same cell that he was in before the psychiatric crisis, is not getting to the root of that crisis. So the short answer to your question is we appreciated the gesture, but the gesture needs to be matched by a meaningful and clinical response to these crises, not words on paper.
And so what is it that this suit seeks? Tell us what the remedies would be here.
Two big picture remedies. First, we want everybody who is sent to the prison to be evaluated for psychiatric problems.
Better screening.
Better screening for folks arriving and for folks who've been there for a while. A number of our clients have been at the prison for years, in several cases since the prison opened in 1995. There are many folks there who didn't have psychiatric histories when they arrived and who have developed serious psychiatric problems since. So the screening needs to be both new arrival screening and periodic screening thereafter. The second thing we want is a constitutional medical treatment program for folks at this prison who either have or who develop psychiatric problems.
Better care.
Yes.
Is it that you want the Bureau of Prisons to be sending fewer people with serious mental illness into facilities like this where they are isolated most of the time?
The science is very clear that these conditions of confinement are serious problems for people with serious mental health issues and in almost all cases make those people sicker. So absolutely.
To someone who's listening and thinks, these are the worst of the worst criminals, I'm not really all that concerned about their plight. What would you say?
I think two things. Number one, a lot of these folks are going to get out of prison. The majority of our clients at the prison are going to be released within the next 10 years and quite a number in the next 5 years. And anybody should be concerned about somebody with a severe mental health problem who is held in these conditions of confinement and then turned loose without any sort of treatment or any sort of glide path to solving the issues that may have put them there in the first place. The second thing I would say is that no one would disagree that a prisoner who has cancer is entitled to treatment. No one would disagree that a prisoner who has diabetes or who has blindness or who is missing a leg requires some sort of medical intervention for that. Why it is that the Bureau of Prisons provides medical interventions for all those other conditions and has been so completely inept in handling the mental health problems of prisoners at this prison is beyond me and should be beyond any thoughtful person.
Ed, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Ed Arrow is an attorney in Denver. He filed the lawsuit on behalf of inmates at the federal Supermax prison in Florence, Colorado. The suit alleges the prison is keeping mentally ill inmates in solitary and not providing adequate treatment. Again, the Federal Bureau of Prisons would not agree to an interview.